Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Affiliate marketing is a $12 billion plus global industry, but advertisers often end up on the losing end of their wallets as misaligned attribution systems, fraudulent traffic, such as bots and other issues, eat up over 22% of an advertiser's budget. Industry advocate and marketing expert Stephanie Harris, the CEO of PartnerCentric and its affiliate marketing performance platform Control Suite, will share insight on the issues adversely impacting this multi-billion dollar global industry, why affiliate marketing is still an important outreach tool for brands, and the technologies emerging to create transparency and accountability. Stephanie, a pleasure to have you today on the program.
Thank you, Eric. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure, and looking forward to learning a few things here today. So, Stephanie, tell us, explain exactly what affiliate or performance marketing is for our business audience that aren't so familiar to kick things off here today.
So, for industry vets out there, they'll understand that that's probably the trickiest question for many of us to answer, but I'll do my best. And I think a simple example may be the best way to start that off. So, if you're a brand, say a Macy's, and you have a business goal, say to drive new customers to your website, you might create an offer like $10 off if you're a new customer shopping for the first time on your first purchase. And you'll look all over the web for the right partners to promote that offer and to promote your offering. So you might find a blogger, for example, a fashion blogger who promotes blouses on Macy's and tries them on their site and asks their followers to click here to learn more. If you like that blouse, then you're a new customer and get $10 off. And they receive a link from a tracking network that tracks those transactions. And if you're an audience follower of that blogger, you'll click on that link. You like that blouse, you pay for it, you're a new customer. If that cost you $100, $10 will go back to that blogger if Macy set up a 10% commission to any of their partners who are going to drive new customers for them. And so it becomes a win-win where Macy keeps $90, the blogger gets $10, Macy gets a new customer, the blogger provides value. And that is sort of the cycle of affiliate marketing, also known as performance marketing. And so in that basic example, you have a brand, which is Macy's, also known as advertisers, and there could be any number of goals. There could be a goal to acquire new customers. There could be a goal to gain broader reach. There could be a goal to get new sales. And there are thousands and thousands of these affiliate websites out there. In the example that I gave, it was a content blogger, but there are many different categories. There are coupon and loyalty sites like RetailMeNot is a very familiar one to most people. There are content affiliates like BuzzFeed's Best Of List. There are review sites like NerdWallet. There are influencers like in the example I shared, which was a blogger. And then there are thousands of these relationships of these affiliate websites partnering with a Macy's or thousands of other brands where they're paid on performance of any type of incentivized offer. So if you have a goal, you create a program around that goal and you pay out based on achieving that goal with those partners. And as we have the conversation around affiliate today, there are a couple of key players in this space that you might hear me talk about. So there are the brands like the Macy's of the world. There are the affiliates like those bloggers. Sometimes they're called publishers. There are the agencies like PartnerCentric. And that's really like the strategy, the expertise, the execution of sort of finding those relationships, what to pay them, how to present those offers, how to cultivate them. And then there are the affiliate networks and platforms that provide those trackable links that I mentioned earlier is what like a Macy's was providing to that blogger so that there's transparency as to what transactions are happening. And that happens over and over and over again at scale all day long, all year long, and it's a huge $12 billion industry.
Stephanie, an incredible explanation on what affiliate or performance marketing is. I couldn't imagine a better explanation than that. Great way to kick things off here today. Now, tell me, why would bots, or better known as fake traffic, be sent through an affiliate channel? Get into some of that information and give us some insight there.
Sure. If you think about what I just described earlier, it's a massive amount of sale and transaction and traffic that is flowing through these different parts of the ecosystem at any given time. And I think there are bad actors certainly in any industry, and bad actors will look for those areas of opportunity to hide in and to try and game the system. And certainly in our space, that happens through the volume of what transpires on a day-to-day basis. And so you'll see brands lose, on average, I think the stats are $23 billion last year alone, not just in affiliate, but in general, to this kind of fraud, which can take on many different forms. You know, you mentioned bots or fake traffic, click farms, the bots, the cookie stuffing, misrepresented traffic, high reversals, unverified traffic, basically the bad traffic out of all of the volume that comes through that shouldn't be incentivized, that shouldn't be paid out on, and that can flood a brand or an advertiser system. I did actually, Eric, come up with a few steps. So if your listeners have an existing affiliate program and they're not sure if some of the traffic they're paying out on is fraudulent or not, there are some things to look at when looking at your existing traffic that I thought might be helpful. So a first one is to insist on transparency. So if something seems off, for example, high reversal rates or metrics that don't align with industry norms, or it's an unknown traffic source from a partner that you're working with, you can ask one of these sites. So in that blogger example, you can reach out to that blogger and ask them politely to show you how they're generating the traffic that you're seeing and where it comes from. And the second step is embrace a healthy skepticism. So even if this questionable partner shares the source of their traffic, it's important to take their representations with some healthy skepticism. So for example, if you're an affiliate like that blogger and you're generating thousands of clicks and hundreds of sales, so hundreds of those new bonuses, those new customer bonuses, and if I'm that blogger and I tell me, see, is the traffic is coming from this little site that I have, and there's no way I could be generating the kind of traffic that results in those conversions, there's a good chance the traffic is actually coming from another source that is not being disclosed to you as the advertiser. And when that happens, the third step is to ask the experts. So most affiliate networks and tracking platforms, and those are the ones that you're getting those links from, offer some support to brands in dealing with this kind of ad fraud. And if you encounter a partner whose traffic seems suspicious, you can leverage your resources there to start investigating. And often you can reverse, if there's time, a lot of those payouts that have happened if you catch those bad actors in time.
Really thorough and some really good information there, and interesting as well. Thanks for that, Stephanie. Now, how do disagreements arise over estimated site traffic, and why is that an issue for a company? Get into that as well.
Like I mentioned before, brands have lost around $23 billion due to this kind of ad fraud in 2019, and it's based on them paying out on things that shouldn't have transpired as an incentive, or, you know, shipping out their products and having credit card fraud and all these other things. So really a brand's internal analytics guides them a lot. So most brands have a Google Analytics or an Adobe or some sort of internal setup that they've created that are sort of their northern light, their guiding star. And when that doesn't match up to what they're seeing in third-party platforms, there are discrepancies to what actually may have transpired versus what you're being told has transpired. And that's the first place to look when you're having these disagreements. sometimes brands will back away from the channel or worry about the accuracy because of these discrepancies. And so there are some proactive ways that brands can stop traffic, bad traffic, from ever hitting their conversion funnel so that there's more alignment between these two sources, the internal sources and the third-party sources.
Today, we are speaking with Stephanie Harris, the CEO of PartnerCentric, a performance marketing agency and affiliate marketing performance platform control suite here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Stephanie, what technologies are available to combat the issues that you just spoke of earlier?
Sure. So a few months ago, we created at PartnerCentric something that we're calling the control suite. We had been practicing with some of these tools with some of our clients on one-off basis prior to COVID. And when COVID hit, we realized that a lot of the brands that we work with and also brands out there that we don't represent were struggling with how to gain more control over their investment. It still was more important than ever before to drive additional revenue for their businesses, but they really needed to control that spend and know where it was going and know that they weren't having any wasted dollars whatsoever. And so we put together these tools that we had created and been using in-house and put together this control suite. And it really addresses what had been lacking in our space before, which was, you know, issues around content monitoring, channel transparency, attribution, and fraud. And one of the ways that we do that is through a tool called Block and Filter. And it can be supplemented with any of these tracking platforms that I mentioned earlier. Block and Filter, like its name suggests, is a proactive approach to stopping fraud and bad actors from ever hitting that conversion funnel. So it blocks the bad traffic before it ever hits that advertiser or brand's conversion funnel portion of the customer journey. And it rejects it, so that you're not going through the process of bad traffic, sending bad conversions, and then paying out on those conversions or being about to pay out on those conversions, certainly in the affiliate channel, and then having to try and claw back or reverse those transactions after the fact in hopes that you caught it first and been able to do that. So that's one of the proactive technologies we've developed and put out in the marketplace to help brands have more control over this ad fraud issue.
I'm sure that is a serious issue, but the good news is, as you just stated, that there is a solution to combat against that. So that is really, really some good news. Finally, do you see performance marketing becoming more or less important to marketing professionals over time?
I think it's definitely more important. The positive attributes of the channel have never been more appealing for a lot of different brands. So in talking about COVID, and talking about the fact that brands need more revenue now more than ever, but need to be able to control it on a pay-per-performance basis with transparency, with relationships at scale. Those things have never been more appealing to a brand. And those brands that have doubled down on their investment in the channel, or maybe they've entered it for the first time or the first time in a long time, are able to take advantage of some of the technologies that we've spoken about, partnerships that previously they would not have been as capable of maximizing the value from those relationships. And the networks and platforms that I've mentioned before, they really upped their game in the last year or two. And I think that's enabled them to really capitalize on this particular time in not only our industry, but the global economy. But you're also seeing supplementary tools like Control Suite that I mentioned that augment the investment that's being spent by these brands. So we're able to now use a brand's own attribution logic. So their internal North Star, their Google Analytics or Adobe or whatever they're using to guide their business decisions, and use that for how they pay out their partners as opposed to a third-party attribution logic. We're able to see where competitors for a brand are investing with their affiliate partners in order to make competitive plays. So in that Macy's example, if their competitor is Kohl's or Bloomingdale's or what have you, we're able to see who Kohl's or Bloomingdale's is partnered with and what they're paying, and sort of play a competitive game to make sure that what, if we're representing Macy's, what they're paying out on is the exact right amount to get the prime exposure on those partner sites. And we're able to block fraud before it ever hits the brand's conversion funnel. And monitoring all this to ensure that promotions and messaging is accurate at all times has been never more important, certainly at scale, and being able to control the messaging of the brand. So all of these things are available now in a way that they weren't before, and that makes the promise of the channel something that can really be delivered on at this time. And I think with so much more control in the space than ever before, given such a crazy time, I think that's a welcome investment opportunity for everyone in the space now more than ever.
Stephanie, can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today. Really exciting. And you certainly do know your stuff, and really appreciate your sharing insight and information with us on affiliate and or performance marketing. Really appreciate that. Where can listeners get more information on PartnerCentric and also your marketing performance or your affiliate marketing performance platform control suite? Where can we get further information online?
Yes, so you can check out our website at www.partnercentric.com to find out more about our services there. And there are also several pages related to the control suite of products. And you can reach out to me directly at stephanie@partnercentric.com.
And I'd say that's simple enough. Again, Stephanie, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Stephanie Harris, the CEO of PartnerCentric, a performance marketing agency and affiliate marketing performance platform control suite. And for all the details, simply visit PartnerCentric.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.